Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Because we've been told to be careful about portion sizes with healthy snacks. Junk food companies are being accused of targeting young people. One particular company have had a complaint against them upheld relating to how they advertise their food. We've lots to discuss on this, so who better than to join us in studio than dietitian Orla Walsh. Orla, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, I want to talk to you about healthy snacks today. There's a couple of different things on this, but just on the idea of the healthy snacks, how closely do we need to pay attention to portion sizes when it comes to these what are described as the healthy snack foods?
Portion size, you need to pay attention to portion size with nearly every food that you eat, probably bar vegetables, simply because some of the healthy foods out there, they're extremely healthy and good for you, and we should definitely have them in our everyday diet, but they're energy dense, they're calorie dense, and ultimately excess calories leads to weight gain. So one of the examples is nuts. So yeah, you might have a small bowl of nuts mid-afternoon and your friends are tucking into chocolate bar. Is that a healthier choice? Absolutely. Could there be twice as many calories in your snack compared to theirs? Yes, that's possible. So we do need to be aware of portion sizes, especially, you know, with fat-containing foods.
Yeah, because that's why the nuts and peanuts and, you know, the cashew nuts and all of the different kind of, yeah, you know, you can get the little bags of nuts with raisins and various different things. And people would say, God, I'll get that. You know what? It's it'll be much healthier than having, yeah, whatever bar of chocolate or a packet of crisps. But the reality is that they're probably consuming less food, and as you mentioned, there's higher calories.
Yeah, and it is worth considering the knock-on effect. So if you do have add nuts into your diet, usually that doesn't result in weight gain because the fibre and protein in them keep you fuller for longer and offset the other calories that you eat later in the day. But you do need to be mindful of a portion. So a portion is a handful. So take my own father, for example. I said have a handful of nuts each day. But then I saw him holding his hand close to his chest to keep the nuts and keep more nuts in his hand. And I was like, no, no, Dad, you know, you have to be able to close your fingers and shake your hand around, and that's a portion, that's a handful. So I think people even need to be careful of, you know, how they cheat these hand measures.
Okay. And like, I was actually looking recently at, there was a good, how accurate it is, I don't know. That's what I'm hoping you, yeah, might be able to shed some light on today. But this sort, you know, it's the kind of imagery in social media of, you know, chocolate, this chocolate bar has X amount of calories versus this bowl of nuts has Y amount of calories. So you, yeah, get the idea that, you know what, I might be better off eating a Twix bar than the handful of nuts there or the bowl of nuts. Like how helpful is stuff like that?
It is helpful in some ways. You know, I did post something on Instagram and Twitter myself yesterday just in relation to that. And it's just to highlight the need to be portion wise and, you know, not to have portion distortion and be aware of your portion control. But of course, the healthier food is always going to be the better option because it offsets the calories at the next meal. So while they just say the chocolate bar wouldn't generally do that, because it's not satiating. So, but we do need to be careful of portion sizes. And I think it's good to have those messages because it's eye openers for people who just say open a bag of seeds or nuts at their desk and eat all of them and are wondering why they're not losing weight despite eating healthier.
Okay, so there's the portion size to consider. Then you might get the idea that, you know, X chocolate bar is less calories than your bowl of nuts. But the reality is there could be a considerable level, you know, considerable amount more sugar in the chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Higher quantity, a higher portion of fat, etc., that kind of thing. So there's other things to consider here too.
There are other things to consider, and you have to never consider one meal in isolation because it is a kind of a day-to-day, week-to-week behaviours around food that make the big difference. You know, so to have sustainable and noticeable change on your body composition, you have to sustain and do noticeable changes to your day-to-day life.
One question actually a texter has got in contact. What about avocados?
Oh yeah, the avocado is a typical one. So a third of an avocado has around 100 calories. So the whole thing has maybe 300, if not 350 calories.
300 calories?
Yeah, and people are eating the whole thing. No, no, no. So generally speaking, if it's your fat portion of your meal, most women want to stick to in and around a third of an avocado, and males maybe a half. Or, you know, so it is it depends on people's goals, obviously. It is good source of fats, loads of vitamins in them and nutrients. But yeah, so just be careful, because many people have nearly an avocado a day and again are wondering why their body composition isn't changing.
Yeah, because again, like the couple of messages that are coming in already from people, and they're really common, because I'm always wondering about this myself, like bananas, you know, bananas almond nuts, and also the avocado that you mentioned, like they're, I suppose people will go to those as a go-to snack maybe in the afternoon, but it can often be
Like the likes of peanut butter. I think Ireland's gone mad for peanut butter, and it's really good for you. It's healthy. I adore it in nearly everything. But a tablespoon is a portion, and a heap tablespoon and a flat tablespoon, the difference could be 100 calories.
Okay, so rice cakes and peanut butter now is a question from somebody here.
Yeah. So
With the avocado on top, actually.
The avocado on top. It is just to be mindful of portion size. And usually when people are trying to change their body composition, they need to be calorie aware. Very few of us need to count our calories. We're not accountants of our diet, you know. It's an awful way to live, counting calories. And it's a habit some people find hard to give up. But you do need calorie awareness in the same way you need physical activity. Awareness. So when it comes to portion sizes, just be aware of how much you're using.
Okay, can I just change the subject slightly? Because the Irish Heart Foundation has recently accused junk food companies of targeting children. Just what's your view of that, do you think?
I think it was great that the Irish Heart Foundation has come out and opened a discussion on this. So we know that children are influenced by media, and we know that we need to stop targeting children with these with media and with foods and drinks, because apart from anything else, a tired mum and dad are more likely to give in if the child is pleading and pleading that they want something because of subliminal messaging from the media. So it is really important that we ban targeting of food and drinks at children.
Yeah.
Because we have an obesity crisis. It's a really stark obesity crisis. I don't think people realise that there's probably 80,000 children in Ireland who might require bariatric surgery, so surgery for their weight loss. 80,000. You know, we have a real problem on our hands.
Okay, so that's why the Heart Foundation, they're looking to get support for this blanket ban on junk food marketing to kids. It's under 16, isn't it? It's
under 16, yeah. So that's what they have. I suppose under 18 makes more sense if it is going to be a legislation, because with it to most legislation, 18 is adult.
Okay, can I just ask you about the idea? You know, in terms of the labelling of food products, and you're trying to be good and you're trying to be healthy, and something's described as being fresh and it's natural, and you know, it's hand cut and it's
Let's
all
eat
like
seven of it. So
what does that like?
That's problematic in itself, because there's a lot of companies out there that are bending the rules. There's very specific in Europe, there's very specific things you can say about foods, you know, very specific nutritional claims and health claims you can make in products, and you have to follow the rules or else you will be caught up about it and it'll be a legal case. So there's a lot of people pushing the boundaries, and a lot of people, because now we have more money to govern these things, that they're governed a little bit better.
And that's all through the Advertising Standards Authority, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you can't use certain terms like antioxidants. You can't make ludicrous claims that certain drink is going to reduce risk of cancer. There's certain things you can say in a product and there's certain things you can't. And unfortunately, some of the things you can't say are often true. So you can't say beetroot lowers blood pressure, even though it doesn't, because it's not within the it's not in the legislation of claims that you can say about a product, even though it is true.
Okay.
So it is frustrating and it's unsexy language. So you can say, for example, protein contributes to, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's not sexy language. So marketers don't want to use it. And that's why they try and bend the rules a bit. And they are usually caught up on it.
OK, can I just ask you on an entirely separate note? This watermelon cake, I'm not sure if
Victoria people, Beckham and the watermelon.
Yeah, just fill people in if they haven't had the opportunity to have a look at this watermelon cake on social media.
OK, so Victoria Beckham, I believe she turned 44. I spend too much time on Daily Mail. I believe she turned 44 and she had a cake for her birthday and she put up thanks, love mummy or something XX. But it was a watermelon cake with strawberries attached to it. And like a birthday cake made of watermelon and strawberries. Now, you know you are following a very strict regime if you don't even bend the rules on your birthday cake. And it's not healthy to be totally obsessed with nutrition so that you never break the rules. You know, there's a difference between being healthy and having orthorexia, which is, you know, a disease where you're obsessed with this clean eating. I didn't think, I thought it was very, she should have enjoyed her watermelon cake, but I am infuriated at her for posting it up on social media.
I would have thought as a dietitian, you would have said, isn't it great that, you know, I thought you would have recommended that and thought, you know, the idea that she didn't have a cheat day, even on her birthday, you know, that she...
But if you're cheating on something, you know, it's the wrong relationship. You know, you have to work on your relationship with food, and if food's there to be enjoyed, and you, like, an A1 in healthy eating is making sure that 90% of the time you're eating well, which is 19 out of 20 meals. There is room for chocolate. You know, you don't need to cut out foods. There's no good or bad foods. It's just a good, bad diet. So I thought it was actually a really negative post, because it showed that she, you know, it suggested that she may not allow herself certain foods ever.
Okay, well, maybe she decided, you know what, I'm going to have a cheat meal or a cheat dinner instead, so I'll be good with the dessert or the birthday cake, or, you know, that's kind of how I thought, you know, some people might do it that way. They might decide, I'm not going to have the start of the main course and the dessert. I'll pick one or two instead.
Yeah, but did she have the burger and chips for dinner? I don't know, but it was just picture in isolation. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, a birthday cake needs to have chocolate or ice cream or something.
Okay, and that's from the dietitian.
Exactly.
All in moderation, though, Orla, just to stress as well. Listen, my thanks to, of course, as I mentioned, their dietitian, Orla Walsh, for joining us in studio on all of that today.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtime live. Talk to you again soon.